Post-Everton Review, me, Rob Gutman, hosting Neil Atkinson, hosting Sean Rogers and hosting Dan Morgan. We've still got smiles on our faces. Mm-hmm. Hangovers are subsiding. Reflection. Time. Sean, did you enjoy yourself?
Very much so, yeah. In the context of football. So, yeah, very much so, yeah.
It was, Dan, I felt in terms of our title challenge, before we drill down into it, it was a massive, massive win. Okay, they're all 3 points. We have to keep winning. We know at the end of the day, whatever the lead is over Manchester City, they're a team that can bring runs. But they were under pressure themselves the night before. They delivered what felt like a statement win over Burnley, didn't it? They were dressing room Instagram shots of them. They felt this is the beginning of where we start our charge, our comeback. I think they were quietly hopeful that Everton could lay something of a glove on us, slow us down. But to beat Everton 5-2 was emphatic.
Yeah, maybe. I think City are fighting their own demons to a certain degree this season.
Yeah.
But I think what's, just focusing solely on a Liverpool perspective, I think what's really good for us is that it felt invigorative last night. The right word?
Yeah, go for it.
It felt fresh. You know, it felt that there was just the past few games, I think there's been not a stagnation of sorts, but there's been a quiet need to just maybe tweak something, nothing major. And to do that in the derby, I think was, I don't know, we'll get onto it, but I think it was a masterstroke from Klopp, because I think in many ways he took the occasion away from the game and from Everton, and he played what is basically the side 18th in the Premier League, who's won 4 games all season. And I think for that reason, and the manner in which he'd done it, I think it's kind of lifted everyone.
Yeah, I mean, Neil, he's always had, we can't avoid the team selection thing. The Barcelona team, it very much wasn't the Champions League winning team. He makes 6 changes from that. In hindsight, it feels very much like a Burnley moment last season, where he tinkered around the fringes of rotation and then just went for it. But Burnley, where he drops out Salah, drops out Firmino, I think, and other people. Do you think he's had this one on his calendar for a while and go, there's the one where I make the whole wholesale changes to freshen up the entire season's worth of games?